The Snunimoke First Nation warns a proposed major development will face delays if its concerns about a historic village site on the property aren't resolved. Any attempts to develop this ancestral village site will be plagued by opposition from our nation, delays from inevitable archaeological discoveries, and other challenges that are insurmountable without our involvement, Chief Mike Wise said in a statement Friday. By working together, we can accomplish outcomes for the betterment of all. Essexwaxom Village on the Millstone River was occupied when the Snunimoke Treaty was signed in 1854 and was supposed to be protected under that treaty. But the land was taken, given to private owners and developed, the nation said. The site remains rich in cultural, spiritual and archaeological value for our people, Wise said. The Snunimoke statement follows Thursday's 7-1 vote by Nanaimo Council in favor of third reading for a rezoning application for a site bounded by Comox Road, 1 Terminal Avenue and Mill Street. The site was the home of the former Howard Johnson Hotel and includes parking lots. Caun. Paul Manley was opposed and Caun. Hillary Eastmuir excused herself from the vote. Fourth and final reading is required before rezoning applications are officially approved at City Hall. A Victoria-based numbered company is aiming for zoning changes allowing a 6-story hotel, up to 760 new homes and townhouses and several apartment buildings, 10,000 square feet of commercial space, riverfront enhancement, walkway and more. One building could reach 16 stories. The Snunimoke First Nation continues to use the village site on the river for spiritual practices, Councillor Erilyn Joseph, assistant negotiator for the nation, said in an interview. The nation has brought forward solutions without success and has been trying to work with the developer and the city for more than a year, she said. The rezoning proposal was first brought to the Protocol Agreement Working Group, where the nation and city deal with matters on a government-to-government basis, this spring, even though the city was aware of it far earlier, Joseph said. Last fall, Acting Chief Bill Joachim wrote to the city after the project won support from council after an earlier public hearing, saying that standards for shared decision-making were not met. The site carries significant cultural, legal and historical significance, he said then. A 2019 protocol agreement between Snunimoke and Nanaimo included collaboration on a shared vision for land use. Snunimoke's statement follows a celebration a day earlier when the Nation and Seacliff Properties, a Vancouver developer, signed a land transfer for 102 acres that included an ancient village site in the south end of the city. Seacliff is planning to develop a major residential, commercial and industrial hub on more than 700 acres. Nanaimo spokesperson Trish Webb said the city will respond to the Snunimoke Nation statements in due course. We need to look at this. Dean Strongatharm, spokesperson for the developer, said Friday that the company has been having active discussions with the Snunimoke and looks forward to ongoing discussions with the nation. Strongatharm said the redevelopment could become a catalyst for additional development in the city's core. It is a strategic gateway property for the northern end of downtown. CJ Wilson at Timescolonist.com. > to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.